Mullen DHS nomination clears committee 8-7 as Paul opposes, Fetterman supports. By Jasmine Jordan on March 19, 2026. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen's nomination to serve as Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security advanced out of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee on March 19 in a narrow 8-7 vote. The committee vote saw Chairman Senator Rand Paul, RKY, break with fellow Republicans to oppose the nomination, while Senator John Fetterman, DPA, crossed party lines to support Mullen, providing the decisive vote to move the nomination forward. Senate GOP leadership is now planning a full Senate vote early next week. At Wednesday's confirmation hearing, Paul confronted Mullen over past remarks tied to a 2017 assault that left the Kentucky senator with 6 broken ribs and a damaged lung, describing the incident in detail and saying he was struck in the back and sent nearly 10 feet down a hill. He told Mullen, "I was shocked that you would justify and celebrate this violent assault," and questioned whether someone who applauds violence against their political opponents is the right person to lead DHS. Mullen responded by disputing that characterization, saying, "I don't think anybody should be hit by surprise. I don't like that," while acknowledging his past comments. He added that despite political disagreements, as Secretary of Homeland, I'll be protecting everybody, emphasizing that the role is bigger than the partisan bickering that we have and that he could set it aside to carry out the responsibilities of the position. Following the hearing, Paul publicly reiterated his opposition, saying in a March 18 television appearance that Mullen was unfit to lead the Department of Homeland Security. He cited a range of concerns, including Mullen's past remarks about the 2017 assault, as well as what he described as broader issues related to temperament and past conduct. Paul said Mullen had shown his celebration of the violence that happened to me and his justification of the violence, adding that such comments were bizarre and makes him unfit to lead federal law enforcement. When asked if he could support the nomination, Paul responded, "No." During the confirmation hearing, Fetterman signaled openness to backing Mullen, warning that Americans don't like chaos and pointing to what he described as unsustainable conditions at the border, noting there were up to 300,000 encounters at our border once a month and that that's not sustainable, and that's not manageable. He stressed the need for enforcement measures, stating, "We should round up and deport every single criminal in our nation," and added, "If you care about immigration, as I deeply do, you can't possibly provide the American dream under previous conditions," apparently referring to former President Joe Biden's border policies, and framing border management as a matter of national security. On Thursday, Fetterman posted on X, "In January, I called on the president to fire Noam, and he did. I truly approached the confirmation of my colleague and friend, Senator Mullen, with an open mind. We need a leader at DHS. We must reopen DHS. My eye is rooted in a strong, committed, constructive working relationship with Senator Mullen for our nation's security." Mullen's nomination has also drawn backing from the National Border Patrol Council, whose president, Paul A. Perez, wrote that the group has no doubt that Senator Mullen is the right person to lead DHS and added, "We know Senator Mullen will have our backs as we execute our mission." Teamsters President Sean O'Brien also endorsed Mullen at the confirmation hearing and said, "If anyone is willing to stand their butt up to protect America, it's Mark Wayne Mullen."